messy, but corpses were rarely involved unless they were bad guys. This was different. The stench intensified to a nauseating level when he jerked open the door. He regretted killing the rogue so swiftly. Human women had been slaughtered to feed the bastard, a needless waste. It was easy for the vampires to get blood without murdering their sources. Just a quick mind swipe would clear their memories. But the rogue obviously enjoyed taking lives. Chase could guess why. The sick bastard got off on tormenting them first and watching them suffer. He breathed through his mouth to suppress some of the offensive odor as his eyes adjusted to the darkness below. The stairs creaked under his weight. The unfinished basement had piles of dirt in at least 6 locations, the corpses under the thin layer of covering too obvious to be anything else. Fuck. His voice rose. Get 6 body bags. He didn't wait for a response, knowing his pack heard. Their hearing was almost as keen as his. He scanned the room for something to dig with, not a job he wanted to do with his bare hands. The state of decay he smelled promised to make it a messy task. The rogue had to have used a shovel to bury them. He located it leaning against the wall in the corner. Jasmine held very still, her gaze locked on the tall, massive man standing at the bottom of the stairs. Light from above revealed enough of his features to scare her into absolute silence. A very masculine face turned slightly enough to make out full lips and a strong chin. It wasn't the man who'd taken her, but he appeared just as dangerous. Perhaps more so. It had been days since Jasmine had slept, too terrified to close her eyes. The madman who'd kidnapped her was pure evil. He hadn't given her food and had savagely bitten into her a few times. It wouldn't surprise her if she was delusional from the wounds being infected. No tears filled her eyes. She'd passed that stage already. First, she'd been terrified, pleading for her life. It had pleased her kidnapper. Then she'd hit the acceptance phase that her death was imminent. The bastard had watched her cry as if it fascinated him. The bruises along her arms still hurt from where he'd pinched them to make her kick and hit at him in an attempt to protect her body. He liked that, too. It was the only reason he said he wouldn't kill her outright. He admitted to being bored, and she amused him. There was something familiar about this man, but she figured it was her mind playing tricks. Then he lifted his face, turned toward the door at the top of the stairs, and Jasmine recognized him. Chase Woods, a very memorable client from almost a year before. The striking features were his. He was the man she dreamed about, muscular and big, with the sexiest brown eyes she'd ever peered into. He'd bought some land on the edge of town as an investment. She tried to tell him that the 200 acres of forest were too dense for building. The cost of clearing and leveling the land would be extreme. She liked him a little too much, despite it not being mutual. He'd never flirted, though she'd given him green lights to do so. He'd ignored her subtle hints that she had been interested. He'd claimed his work didn't allow time off and had wanted her to show him properties after hours. She probably would have been terrified of meeting a man in such remote locations at night, but her attraction to him had made her shove common sense aside. A memory surfaced in her mind. They'd been surveying a parcel of land after dark, and she'd been distracted, a little unnerved by the odd request that she show it to him at night. But there had been something about Chase that she couldn't resist. Something different. She never saw the tree root and nearly fell. A strong arm wrapped around her waist, and she was in the circle of his arms held against his body. Careful. His deep voice was sexy. I don't know how you see anything. Wouldn't it be better to return in the morning? The moon is almost full, and I have great eyesight. She grabbed onto his biceps. Her hands didn't come close to encircling the thick muscles. He was strong, much bigger than her, and smelled wonderful. I'm almost blind out here. She realized she should release him, but he kept hold of her. It seemed only fair to touch him back. She lifted her chin to stare up into his face.